News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. A Delhi court on Monday issued fresh death warrants for the four convicts in the 2012 Delhi gang rape and murder case and set a new date for their hanging, March 3 at 6 a.m. Additional Sessions Judge Dharmender Rana issued the fresh warrants against the death row convicts Mukesh Kumar Singh, 32, Pawan Gupta, 25, Vinay Kumar Sharma, 26, and Akshay Kumar, 31. This is the third time that death warrants have been issued after the previous two were stayed because of pending legal options for the convicts. The first date of execution, January 22, was postponed to February 1 by a January 17 court order. Then the trial court on January 31 stayed till further orders the execution, as the four convicts had yet to exhaust all their legal remedies. Reacting to the verdict, the victim's mother, Asha Devi, told News 18, she hoped this date is final. I'm satisfied with this verdict. I never lost faith. Finally, we have another date and I hope they will be hanged, she said outside the court premises. During the proceedings on Monday, Mukesh told the court that he does not want to be represented by advocate Vrinda Grover, after which it appointed advocate Ravi Kazi to represent him. The court was also informed that Vinay is on hunger strike in Tihar jail. Vinay was assaulted in jail and has head injuries, his lawyer told the court, adding he was suffering from acute mental illness and hence the death sentence cannot be carried out. The court directed the Tihar jail superintendent to take appropriate care of Vinay as per law. Pawan's counsel informed the court that he wanted to move a curative petition before the Supreme Court and the mercy plea against the death sentence before the president. Pawan is the only one among the four convicts who has not yet filed the curative petition, the last legal remedy available to a person which is decided in chamber. He has not filed the mercy plea either. Akshay's counsel informed the court that he has prepared a fresh mercy petition to be moved before the president. The court was hearing the applications by Nirbhaya's parents and the Delhi government seeking fresh death warrants for the convicts after the Supreme Court granted liberty to the authorities to approach the trial court for issuance of fresh date for the execution of these convicts. Union Health Minister Harshvardhan on Monday met the Indians evacuated from the coronavirus hit Chinese city of Wuhan at an ITBP quarantine facility in Delhi, as the first batch of nearly 200 of them left for their respective homes. Vardhan interacted with the evacuees housed at an ITBP camp, many of whom are being discharged to leave for their homes, the health ministry said in a statement. They have all tested negative for the COVID-19 or coronavirus disease 2019 and will be going back to their homes in phases, it said. It is indeed a proud and satisfying moment for all of us that our fellow citizens who have returned from Wuhan have been found to be healthy, Vardhan said as he handed over roses to those leaving the facility after completing the quarantine period. The center housed a total of 406 people, including 7 Maldivians, who were evacuated from Wuhan in an Air India flight. After the final coronavirus test, reports of all 406 people living at our facility were found negative. The first batch was discharged today. We expect about 200 people to leave by tonight. The rest will be sent on Tuesday and in the subsequent days as per the travel plans of the inmates, ITBP spokesperson Vivek Kumar Pandey told PTI. Harshvardhan also informed that as on date, 321,375 passengers from 2,996 flights and 6,387 passengers from 125 ships have been screened for suspected infection. India has so far reported 3 confirmed cases of the virus, all in Kerala. 2 of the 3 medical students who had tested positive for novel coronavirus infection have now been discharged, Harshvardhan said. The condition of the third one is stable, he said. A British lawmaker who chairs an all-party group on Kashmir has been denied entry to India after she criticized the government's decision to strip the region of its constitutional autonomy. Debbie Abrams, a member of parliament for the opposition Labour Party, landed at New Delhi's international airport on Monday but claims she was unable to clear customs after her Indian visa was rejected. Abrahams said she had no plan to visit Kashmir during what she called a private visit to India to see relatives, although she had been planning to journey on to Pakistani capital Islamabad to discuss the issue. She has been critical of the Indian government for revoking Kashmir's special status last August, which allowed the region to make its own laws in an attempt to integrate the country's only Muslim-majority region more fully. Abrahams said she was treated like a criminal and told to leave India before being marched on to a plane bound for Dubai. The immigration officer looked at his screen and started shaking his head and saying, "No, no, no," she told Sky News. Then he said the visa had been rejected, took my passport, went off to consult with others, kept us waiting for about 10 minutes and then said, "No, you are being denied entry." Pakistan is likely to import insecticides from arch-rival India to brace itself for any locust attacks this summer, bypassing a ban on trade between the neighboring nations. A copy of the cabinet agenda for a Tuesday meeting seen by Reuters has the import option on it. Pakistan severed all diplomatic and trade ties with New Delhi in August after India revoked the special status of Jammu and Kashmir. "Yes, definitely there is a fear of locust attack in June, July. This is the reason we are planning and preparing in advance," Dr. Falak Naz, Director General, Department of Plant Protection, Ministry of National Food Security and Research in Pakistan, told Reuters. China, currently battling the coronavirus outbreak, is the other place from where Pakistan can import the insecticides. Pakistan declared a national emergency over locust swarms early this month after the Food Ministry gave a briefing to Parliament warning that the country was facing the worst locust infestation in two decades. Desert locusts, large herbivores which resemble grasshoppers, are said to have arrived in Pakistan from Iran and have already damaged maize, cotton, wheat and other crops. Khusro Bakhtiar, the National Food Security Minister, quoted by local English language newspaper The Express Tribune, said in the briefing that the locust swarm was currently on the Pakistan-India border. Action has been taken against the insect over 0.3 million acres and aerial spray was done on 20,000 hectares, he said. Swarms of desert locusts have invaded eastern Africa, ravaging crops, decimating pasture and deepening a hunger crisis. The United Nations says hundreds of millions of the insects have swept over the Horn of Africa in the worst outbreak in a quarter of a century. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.